Hey, yo, and here we go. Another episode of We Talk Music's on the air and in your ear. And once again, I am Martin, joined by the king of the casters, Mr. Brett Podcast. Brett, I'm very excited for today's wonderful interview.
Oh, you betcha. I mean, we have not one, not two, but three awesome singers. We have After Seven, and they are here to talk about their new album, Unfinished Business. Guys, I'm so happy to have you all here. And I also want to thank you for the album, because I think it's an awesome album. So thank you, and let's talk about the album. Who wants to start?
Well, let the three introduce themselves.
Sure.
So people can get their names.
Okay. If you can see me, I'm the guy in the red. My name is Kevon Eddings.
I'm the guy in the moving vehicle, Keith Mitchell.
I'm the guy with the green back, Daniel McLean.
Awesome. I like the green background too. It's nice. We can cut you out afterwards and make memes.
That's right. it's not a green screen, but it's new.
All right. So Unfinished Business, a awesome album. So let's talk about it. It's been 5 years since your last album. So what made this the time?
Well, Mr. Kevon, typically After Seven, we've been known to allow a considerable amount of time to go between each project. And this one kind of seemed to be no different. Here we are 5 years, not as long as the 20-year hiatus that we had prior to Timeless. But, we had the opportunity. We felt like we could build on what we had reestablished ourselves off the Timeless record. And we thought it was a perfect opportunity. We didn't necessarily see this coming. It kind of came out of nowhere. And it was, for us, a perfect storm, if you will. I mean, in came COVID and a lot of what everyone was doing, my fellow colleague, fellow artists, we've been out here, working and performing and so on and so forth. But this put the brakes on for everybody, not only just us in the music industry, but around the world. Everything came to a screeching halt. And a lot of us were left to try next. What do we do? How do we do this? And a lot of us kind of started doing these virtual performances, if you will. And it just didn't click for us. We are a group that rely heavily on, our choreography, presentation. And I don't know that you really get that, for 3 minutes on a TV show. But to do a 30-minute, 45-minute set virtual performance to people when live is what we grew up on, that's what we established ourselves with. We didn't really see how there was a value in that for us. And then came the opportunity to record. And what a perfect time to record, because everything it came to stand still. And it gave us a sense of purpose, if you will, to be doing something constructive and kind of giving us some hope for whatever was laying ahead in the future, because for the first time in our lifetime, we never experienced anything like this. And as I said before, it wasn't just our music, it was every walk of life was impacted by COVID. And so there was a certain degree of uncertainty, but sometimes when things get a little shaky or unsure, sometimes the best thing to do is go back home. That's what we felt we could do with our music, was to bring people back home and give them something that we're very familiar with. We talk about matters of the heart, love, relationships, and we felt that was something that had been missing on the music scene for a minute, and it gave us a wonderful opportunity and a beautiful platform to utilize this time to share good new music.
Well, and I know too that the Bittersweet has been picked up by radio, and that's been great for you guys for sure. What makes an After Seven song an After Seven song versus just a regular song?
Mr. Mitchell, would you like to weigh in on that, sir?
Well, I think an After Seven song begins with a melody that is rather infectious. Could be a lush, kind of a rich feel of musical instrumentation. And of course, it starts with a story that potentially hits a large swath of people. We sing, of course, about love. music sense is about. But at the same time, we can do some up-tempo songs that deliver a same kind of message, but in a more up-tempo dancing format. But the primary thing that comes to mind with an After Seven record that attracts us is the story that makes sense 360. You know, we've been blessed with Babyface, pretty much the writer of our time, the number one writer of our time, that has always given us these heartfelt stories, and we're able to connect the story with some sense of really reality, to the point to where people kind of believe that we experienced it. But our love for music and our passion for music, I think, brings across the messages that have been written by Face, and most recently on Unfinished Business, Damon Thomas and a couple other songwriters and producers. But our forte is to be able to take those words and turn it into an emotional, impactful message that we fall in love with, and we have the ability to make others fall in love with that.
I want to add one more ingredient.
Go ahead.
And that would be the signature sound of what After Seven is. And nowadays, I would tell you that there are probably quite a few artists that are out there that it's kind of sometimes often difficult to distinguish who's who, because there's so much similarity in tone, so much similarity in the way that they approach the music. But what we've been fortunate to be able to hold on to from the time we started until today is to have a signature sound that people recognize the moment that they hear After Seven. And I think that's been a really huge plus for us.
Well, absolutely. You know, I can't agree more. And that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about, was like, when you get that song, like, how do you kind of break down the parts? How do you kind of get After Seven into the song?
kind of depends on who can do what. That's you know, I'm always saddled with, I have to go to the mountain. That's what I always have to do. I have to go high. That's where they put me every time, or if it's something sweet. But then again, like I'll say, like with our newest member, Mr. Danny McClain, well, he's gonna bring some nice, tasty, just some wonderful flavor. He brings a nice flavor and feel to the sound of After Seven, which was not necessarily an easy thing to do. When I think about what my late brother Melvin Edmonds would do, Melvin was our soul dog. I mean, you know, as far as, you know, I might be the little guy carrying the candy, but Melvin was the one who, you know, he carried the bricks. I carried the whatever, you know. It's like Melvin did a lot of the heavy lifting in our group, and he made it easy for me to do what I did because he set the stage. Danny has a similar ability to step in and bring that kind of flavor to After Seven. And everybody figures out what part we're gonna hold down. And listening to some of the songs we were in there, I just said, you know, I already know that's me right here. I know that's my part right there. Before we go any further, and it's not called, I know this is what I can do. And I'll let the other heavy lifting be done by the other folks. But
hey, and sometimes it's some special lyrics that you want to say. I think I can say that part right there.
Yeah.
Okay, guilty. Okay, yeah. And that too. Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, Danny, then what's it like to kind of join this band? I mean, obviously of characters, but you know, and to kind of follow in Melvin's footsteps.
Ah, man, it was not only a pleasure, but an honor, man, because they've always been a musical influence in my life. I know I've said it so many times to many people, but it's like, that's the perfect word for it, because, you know, the LaFay sound, everything about After Seven just kind of groomed me to be in the kind of singer that I am. So, you know, it was, I mean, of course, I still had a little anxiety coming in, like, oh man, you know, I got some heavy shoes to fill. But, you know, with Keith and Kevon in open arms. You know, it lessened the burden on my shoulders. Not only that, but once the fans started getting a note of me, that's when their approval, it's, you know, calmed me down and allowed me to embrace everything that's happening. So I'm like, you know, yeah, it was definitely an honor. And you know, to Melvin, you know, Mr. Melvin Evans, the Soul Dog himself, you know, I always wish that I had the chance to shake his hand, you know what I'm saying? But you know that how do I put this? Divine intervention never works in the way that you would like it to, you know what I'm saying? But you just got to trust the Most High to know that, you know, everything happens in this time is supposed to. So, you know, but yeah, you know, God rest his soul.
What was the process that allowed you to join the band, Danny? And when was it that you guys decided you were going to add a third member and back in?
What was the first question? I missed that.
For Danny, what you can answer as well, the audition process.
It's not quite what everybody would see it to be, but you know, in this industry, you know, you get around by reputation and things of that nature. So I was fortunate enough to have been working with Mr. Daryl Simmons, a legendary singer, songwriter, producer. Wow. You know, Babyface's right hand man. You know, out of the blue, I received a call from Kevon. You know, Kevon told me that he was, you know, referred to me by Daryl and wanted to see what I could do. So I sent him a few videos. You know, he saw what I could do. You know, of course he made his calls to make sure that I was legit. and then after that, ended up getting with Keith, because Keith wanted to make sure I could dance. Again, can't be in a group, you know, just, you know, stepping on stage doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, choreography has always been After Seven's whole, you know, show thing at the same time. But yeah, I got his approval. Then I got the choreographer's approval, Mr. Jamel Graves, Oscar Award winner. So, you know, after all three of them just kind of shook their head, nod their head, that's when everything was a go. You know, of course I was nervous, but everything was a go. I was happy about that.
I think it's very interesting, you know, watching Bittersweet, and of course you got the choreography. How long does it take to kind of set up the choreography for a song, but then for a concert?
Well, the process that you see in the video was probably 4.5 days of learning it and putting it together to perform it. Of course, we wanted probably maybe 2 more days. If we had 2 more days, we would have had a lot more crispy looking performance. But, you know, dollars and cents in today's world of video, it wasn't like it was 20 years ago. But honestly, going from a video presentation to the live show presentation, we have more time to put into it. We learn it. It's not in your body yet, but you know it. It's after you've probably done somewhere like 5, 6, 7 shows that it begins to get into your body, and you're no longer thinking, you're just performing. And of course, as you get more and more, we had a rehearsal yesterday after not performing for about a week and not performing with the band for maybe 2-3 weeks. We had a phenomenal rehearsal yesterday, and we were really happy with what the results of that was. But that came from the succession of probably 8 to 10 shows. And we feel very confident going into Philadelphia this weekend and presenting an awesome show. But it takes work. But that work is part of what After Seven brings. You know, entertainment is about captivating an audience with what they see, what they hear, the familiarity they have with our music. And we try to deliver that package like it was in the studio. And so that has probably been the cornerstone of our success and our longevity, is that we sound like our records.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and you guys are in phenomenal shape, which is awesome. Like, how hard is it to kind
similar
of
similar to us, Brett?
Yeah, exactly. Totally like us. Yeah. But, you know, if we danced, oh, man, I mean, well, let's not have a dance off. But
you'd feel it no matter where you are.
Yeah. We'll shake the rafters. But, you know, with you guys and being in such great shape and just keeping your voices, like, what kind of lifestyles do you have to live to do that? And have your lifestyles changed much over the years?
This is Kevon. I would have to say, really, I don't think lifestyle has changed that much. I mean, you know, we eat healthy, you know, we're not big drinkers, we don't smoke, you know, we know the importance of just trying to stay fit, staying healthy, just making good choices is what it's been. And, you know, just being blessed to have family around us, those people who love us, you know, pray for us, pray over us, pray with us. All of those things are just major cornerstones of, I think, what it takes to still be able to present the kind of music that we do, to present how we move on stage. All those things are factors, I think, just saying, you know, we didn't know early on how critically important something as simple as rest is. But getting proper amount of rest makes a tremendous difference in how you deliver, how you perform. And so, because we used to run when we were little tykes in the business, not to say that we're, but I'm just saying, when we were younger in the business, you just ran, go do this, go do that, do this. And you want to be a little bit more measured about what you do, when you do, and how you do it right now, so that you can you can give the best of what you have. And we've learned how to manage that, if you will, to pour it out when it's time to pour it out. And, you know, just be very mindful as we go through, because, you know, being 32 years old, this isn't easy.
just let Danny do the majority of the running around.
Yep.
Melvin's spirit obviously infuses the entire album. I love the little clips you have of him in it. I think that was very, I don't know, felt very important to get that in there. How important was it to get that in there?
Every bit of how you felt it was. You know what I'm saying? It was, Melvin's been very much a part of this project, even though he's not here with us right now physically, but in spirit, we knew, and I believe that he's smiling. He's proud of the choices that we've made, the decision that we made in bringing Danny into the fold, the kind of music that we stepped into the studio and created this time around, which was very unique. But it had to all be tied together. You know what I'm saying? We didn't get here by ourselves. And Melvin was, like I said, he was, you know, though oftentimes I don't know that he got the recognition as being that guy who did the heavy lifting, you know. Oh, who's the little guy with the high voice? But Melvin was the guy. Melvin was the guy who was slicing them up and serving them every night, you know. And I know that I would not have been able to do or be received the way that I was. And just like it's how my brother Babyface pulled us all together. He said, Melvin is going to set you up. Melvin's going to come lay the groundwork to set you up for you to go do what you do. And when you do what you do, it features what you're able to do. If you had to hear me sing la, 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 all day long, it's like, oh, shit, can't enough. But you get the right combination. And Melvin and I were like salt and pepper. Yeah. We were just the perfect seasonings together. And so you can't go forward without Melvin. He's missed a lot. We know that through, you know, our social media platforms. They miss Melvin's sound, and it was very, very important that he be an integral part. Even though his voice isn't on here, his spirit is giving the nod for us and letting everybody know that guy that you love is still very much a part of who we are today.
Absolutely.
No, and it's obvious. And I mean, and it's like I said, the music is so wonderful, and it's such a great, you know, tribute to Melvin that you've recorded such an awesome album.
Thank you.
But also, I think that, you know, like the response from the fans seems to be really fantastic from what I've seen from looking at YouTube and stuff like that. So, I mean, that must feel so good.
And honestly, it really, 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 really does. I mean, that's part of the work that I do constantly is check YouTube, check the comments, and the way that people respond to the new music, to the fact that they miss Melvin and they feel that Melvin would be proud of what we're doing, that means like a tremendous amount. You know, we can feel a certain way, but knowing that the fans that miss him are embracing what we're giving them, and it makes us feel really whole that we're able to come back and be respected and not, you know, hated for moving forward without him. And we, one of the things that, you know, is that when Melvin decided to step away from recording, and because he never was a great guy for the business of music, and the business of music has probably pushed hundreds of artists away. But when he stepped away from that and we decided to still try to continue to work and do live shows, a commitment that Kevon and I made was that we didn't want to record without him. So when he came back for the Timeless project and agreed to come on the record, that's what 20 years later is a rebirth of After Seven recording. And, you know, we owe it to him to bring the music forward and to represent. But it's awesome to have the fans showing the love and respect for the choices that we made moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. You know, and I mean, the talent, and I know we're running out of time, so I got to let you go soon, but the talent that you have and have been able to work with is phenomenal. And it's so great that you're able to do so much with that and really capitalize with everything.
Thank you.
Very much.
But, you know, I know, like I say, we're running out of our time, and I want to give you the chance to tell everybody where they can find Unfinished Business and how they can keep up with you guys.
All right. Well, to everybody out there, make sure you can follow us on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, including our website. And the handle for that is After Seven Music. So you go to Instagram, After Seven Music. Matter of fact, you go to Instagram and or our website and order a signed copy, which is very limited, but a signed copy of our new CD, Unfinished Business, and download and stream all of our music right now. But make sure you follow us.
See, totally. You do have Danny doing the running around.
A little bit.
Thank you guys so much. This has been an absolute pleasure.
A true honor, guys. And thank you so much. And we wish you nothing but the best in the future. And I can't wait to see you live.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. The album, I must say, the album just made me feel good inside.
You bet.
So did this interview. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. You guys are awesome. Yes. Keep it up, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye now.
As a family, we were all in love with music. And singing is just what we did for as long as I can remember.
Crazy how you launch your passion. When you let meaning of them words take over you, you stare into my soul like that. Makes me wonder when you ain't it by the side of me. It's pain and pleasure to love someone so much. You hate them, push me over the edge, then rush to go catch you. Down. It's bittersweet. What you want, yeah. What you want, you say.
tongue's an innocent prisoner of war. Oh yeah. And it might be wrong, but we never end that damage is done. Always pain and pleasure to love someone.